Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
They come here because they want a little lightness, badass. Something you don't know anything about, lightness.
You don't have to get personal about
it. I get personal about it, okay? Hey, how's the nutritionist and the trainer? And you're flatlining, fat boy. It's easy. You don't need all those people. Just stop eating cookies.
What is it? The Devil Backbone, this Distillery Company. Now, I've been coming to the shore for, I don't even want to tell you. Look at that butterfly. That's my sister.
What?
For I don't know how many years.
Focus, ma'am. Focus.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, how was orientation today?
Good. I liked my teacher.
How's your moral compass?
Raise your sharp nail.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
What a quick weekend that was. It just seemed like the blink of an eye, and then back to the grind, and now back to school for my son tomorrow. In the middle of August is when the kids go back to school, and a lot of kids have been back a week or more.
Carrie started today with some preliminary training for her new position.
So what's her new position?
She is taking a more active role in the special ed kids, and she has to have a couple days of training. And so she's overslept her first day. So yeah,
really,
a little bit. She says, "I'm late."
You know what? I there are a lot of things I'll say about Mrs. O'Mara, but I think it was 6 o'clock or maybe 5:30. I forgot. One or the other. And that alarm goes off, the Alexa alarm, which is kind of a boom, dad, boom, dad.
It's a thoughtful alarm. It's not hostile.
It's a thoughtful but gut-wrenching to me. It's still
alarms are horrible.
And her feet are on the floor. She's better than a morning person. And then when you're a morning disc jockey, you knew there was no wiggle room. So, I mean, you would be feet on the floor. There is no lollygagging. I mean, you would just be out of bed, and she is better than I ever was. And we were talking about schedules because my son's going to a new school. And it is really, it's impressive to see. I, on the other hand, I wake up probably a half an hour earlier automatically, and I just sit there and contort my body into different positions to get stretched and I hang my leg off the bed to stretch my groin muscles. I fart. I sit up. I do. It's just a real process. And then after about a 5 to 7 minute ritual, I will haul my body out of bed, and I will, you know, with hair sticking straight up in the air. This that you see that's barely able to stay down, combed back, imagine that, if you will, straight up. Straight up in the air. And I'll come out.
Like, if there's time, you know.
It's craziness.
Do you ever set your alarm early to allow for the fact that it's going to take you a while to get up?
No, because I don't require an alarm. If you tell me to get up at 5 a.m., I'll get up at 4:30.
Right.
If you tell me to get up at 6 a.m., I'll get up at 5:30. It's the way I've always been programmed that way.
Your pappy's pappy did it. That's the way your pappy did it. That's the way you do it.
You know, my old man was a creature of habit, got up early, and we had one bedroom for the home. Well, we had a family that shared a bathroom. My sister, myself, my mother, and my father shared a bathroom on the second floor of our center chimney cape, as it's called.
Yes.
It sounded, you know, God love my mom. She loves saying that. We have a center chimney cape. It's a tiny house. Seriously, like 1,200 square feet.
It sounds, but when you say
your house is bigger, your house is bigger. And it was, my house is smaller than yours. I know from my mind's eye, you've got a basement, a pretty decent main floor, and a second floor. I thought you had a basement.
No, I wish I had a basement.
No, that's where the rats live.
What are you? Are you a split foyer? Is that what you are?
No, we have the first floor when you walk in, and then stairs to the second floor.
Yeah.
You don't have any? I thought you had a basement where where your mother kept printers.
No, that's where my mom lives, not my home.
Oh, and only.
Oh, your I'm talking about your only home.
Oh, my only home. I wish it
where
was
you
my
grew
only
up,
home.
No, where you grew up, you had big plenty house, of space.
5,000 square feet. God bless them.
Did you really have 5,000?
Yeah, they had a
is
full
that 5,000 square feet?
Full basement.
I very much doubt that.
Oh, does Cake still live there?
Yeah. Two houses down. He's got a big addition. Beautiful house.
Oh, he put an addition on?
Oh, a new kitchen. I remember seeing a bunch of granite walking in there.
She's probably the only thing he spent money on since he's had a radio career.
He made the right choice.
Yeah, yeah.
All of them took the Mike O'Mara route, except for Cakes, right? No, EB married to the same woman.
Multiple marriages?
Multiple. They all took the I got a fast car. But anyway.
Called the Mike O'Mara route.
That's the Mike O'Mara route.
Doesn't work. You know?
It's got tolls.
What's he driving now? Oh, he's got a motorcycle. Whoa, yeah. Living the life. Glug, glug, glug. Glug, 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 glug. Yeah, merry, merry. Ka-ching, ka-ching. Okay, yeah, that one's done. All right, time to move on. Yes, sirree. How was the marriage? There it is. Another one. Add it up.
I was watching one of my financial TikToks that just come through my For You page. And it said, whatever you do, choose wisely. And then pom 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 because it comes up. And I'm like, okay. Three financial mistakes you can't get past in one lifetime. So it goes divorce, divorce, divorce. Yep.
Yeah.
I said
and number four is too many cars.
No, just three.
No, but if you had to go to number four.
No, don't mess it up.
No,
just three.
It's not too many cars.
It's three.
Thank you. That was a dig at me for many
he's
cars.
Jealous. No, he's jealous. It's fine. It's
I've
fine.
Been told that it,
maybe I could live every life and the highlight of my friggin' life would be a turkey leg. Jesus.
So I sit
but
there.
But like a car, the turkey leg loses value the minute it comes off the line.
Yeah, but no, you're not talking about imploding a financial ruin.
You're right.
So the guy says, ladies and gentlemen, choose wisely, because when you split, they take half, and you have to start all over later in life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to do it twice.
Well, I don't think that they were going to extremes, Mike. It was just like baseline advice.
Uh-huh. In the event that this one goes south, I have to say, well, I don't have any evidence that it will. I'm very happy, and if she's faking it. But I have no faith in that.
She seems content.
Yeah.
She tells me she's very happy, and she's not only happy, but she's slaying the dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like nobody I've ever been with.
So you can finally get an alimony check.
We're almost there.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
We're going to be there by the end of this year.
That's why I post
all the things for Derm. Please support my wife with DermGlowSkin.com. Because she's really good at telling you what to put on your face. Mm-hmm. Trip Affleck will tell you he loves it and he means it.
It looks great.
He really does.
Great gift for the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
It's wonderful.
Start thinking about it now.
Sure. But anyway, you're right. You're right about that. Somebody told me it's like a heavy investor going through a stock market crash.
Yeah, well, I think it's worse than that. Because, you know, not that I've looked into this, because I'm happily married. But if you don't have a prenuptial or postnuptial agreement, it doesn't matter how.
What would a postnuptial agreement be?
Postnuptial.
What would that be?
After you get married, work out the finances.
Oh, so it's after.
You were so in love
that
you forgot to get the legalese in place that you're like, hey, I know we still love each other, but sign this. Or vice versa.
There is a guy. Oh, I was going to mention this to you to our meeting before the show, Rob. Mm. This gentleman's name is Ben Mala.
I like the name already.
All right.
Okay. He is a YouTube sensation.
Let me look
and he is interesting and he's obnoxious to the point of being a true bore. And he is something to behold. Let me get
from garbage to gold. Ben Mala.
Ben Mala.
It's like he walks into dealerships, he's got more money than God, and he walks in and
he does not look healthy. No, he looks like he's like one COVID spell away from going down. You know what I'm saying?
I would like to see
the only thing that runs in the family is obesity.
There he is.
We're going to have a favorite challenge. You give me your best shot. Bent is belt like a melted Snickers. And I'll give you my best reply. Adam Von O. Every time I see an O like that, typically means the person's a hole. Like asshole. Adam Von asshole. I'll hit the sub button when Ben hits the gym. You know, you hit the f***ing gym. I ain't got time for it. I'm a big fat pig. That's me. You be you. I'll be me.
This man, Rob.
How did you find this man?
We must book this man.
I stumbled upon him. He was going into a high-end Bentley dealership to buy Bentleys, and he is... That's who he is, and he owns hotels.
He's got the
hotels.
Art of car negotiation up here, all these life hacks.
Oh, okay.
He owns hotels. He owns shopping centers. There was one episode where he went to go into a Lowe's, and I discovered him, and he is obviously from Florida.
He's got a stuffed lion on his podcast set.
Yeah, he does. He does. I see it.
This guy oozes.
He's New York
machismo. Like, we don't know enough about him with his chest hair and his sunglasses. He's got a stuffed lion on the set.
There's a very special kind of person that grows up in New York and then relocates to Florida, and that's where they prosper.
And a pack of Newports.
Yeah.
On his
desk.
Yeah,
he smokes Newports. So yeah, he's not a healthy guy. So let's get him while we can.
You have an affinity. You're like a magnet for the...
Remember Billy Fasillo, who we lost last year?
Yeah.
He's another New York guy
he couldn't get him.
Remember we were alleging misdoings with Billy and all his
misdeeds? There was stuff all over the place about his kid and things like that, but not this guy. I don't know about this guy.
This guy looks like he's on the up and up.
Yeah, I think so. Up and up is exactly the phrase I was thinking.
So,
Mike, let me just show you this. You probably see this. Maybe we can show.
I like this one comment. Ben is the type of guy that will yell his heart attack away. That's funny.
What is it?
There he is. Look at that. How about if I did? That's fantastic. So we must get this guy. He's a Floridian.
I look forward to talking. Yeah, he's handsome too.
That would be that'd be wonderful. Yes. You know,
it looks
Oscar,
like
you should try to book him.
It looks like
you should try to book
him.
You try to book him.
Yes, and if I book him, it's going to be embarrassing for everybody.
Why is it going to be embarrassing?
Because I'm not going to put a lot of effort into it. And I'll just get it done, and it's going to be embarrassing for everybody.
You really are that confident in your ability to get this guy on our show?
Yes, I am.
You know, if you book this guy, within the next 72 hours,
yes.
That's gonna be quite an accomplishment. What do you think?
I think that it would be something that I would like to try.
No. I don't want you to try. I don't see you fitting with this guy. This guy would eat parts of your body and spit them out. Even his assistant probably would eat you up.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so because obviously he's a man who loves attention. So if you give him an outlet for his attention,
I don't know whether he is or not. I just know
by looking at him, of course he wants attention.
Well, he wants attention, but maybe not from us. I don't know what he wants.
I can try. By try, I'll get it done. I'll call my shop.
This is him going to the car dealer.
Let's go to his about.
Guess a whoop. Guess a whoop.
Make it a $190.
Mm-hmm. Life for sale. That's it. He's going to buy a Bentley. All right. Oh, hold on. All right. Now we'll play more of him later. Hi. Hi, school orientation boy.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
There's my son. My favorite human being.
Oh, there he is.
With a haircut, I believe. Yeah.
Love the golf shirt. Love the golf shirt.
We should split the headphones so you can hear the guys.
Yeah. Why don't we get him a set by now? This is what kind of operation do we have? We should give him his own set of headphones.
Yeah, he's got them.
Right?
I just have to find them here.
They're, okay.
I don't know where anything.
Somewhere on the floor.
I'm sorry.
I'm emailing Ben as we speak, Mike. I've already found
the
email.
Are?
Yes.
Really? That quick?
Yes, sir.
What's that feel like?
Well, he was on the email page.
You ever do that?
I've done it before. It's on the YouTube page.
Like while we were on the show?
Well, no. On the show, I focus on the show.
That's incredible, though. Isn't that something?
Marvelous.
Why are you mocking him?
I'm not.
Then why did you say, it's Marvel? Are you mocking me?
No, I'm not mocking anybody.
You have a mocking, smarmy tone.
I'm not mocking anybody. I just, when I do the show, I do the show. But I'm glad that you're able to reach out to Ben Mala.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Ben.
Ben.
I have urgent guest request.
Oh, if it's urgent, he'll jump right on it.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
No, I think you're going to get
him. You're being so like passive aggressive.
No, I'm not at all.
I just said, oh, well, if it's urgent, I'm sure he'll jump right on it.
No, I think, and that's not the tone I used. You invented that tone. I think he's going to jump right on it.
The tone you just took with Oscar when you said, oh, he'll get right on it.
I think
that
this
was
not a sarcastic tone. I think when he emails him today, we will hear from him before the end of the show. That's what I think.
Huh. Why are you saying that?
Because I think, again, my read on him, this is a guy who is an attention craving. I won't use the word because your son is here, but the kind of lady that walks the streets.
Whore?
Yes. And I think he will be very eager to spread the word.
A woman who is not does not have a good moral compass.
Oh my God, Mike! Your son is 8 years old. For God's sake,
nine. He's nine.
Nine. I'm
a
sorry.
Moral
she's nine.
Compass.
Nine.
So say hi to Michael.
Yeah. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how was orientation today?
Good. I liked my teacher.
How's your moral compass?
Good.
Oh, there you go.
That's excellent.
Damn
That's
straight
the right
it is.
Answer. Yeah. What? Some interaction between father and son, even as we speak.
Ask him again, Oscar.
How's your moral compass?
Raise your sharp male.
Okay, get out of here.
I just got schooled by a 9-year-old.
You did.
Yeah. I love it.
Razor sharp a-hole. That was fun.
On fun point.
That's like when you're like, hey, you, up yours.
That's right.
Yeah. No, Rob, I get more hassle from people when I give you a hard time about guests than you do. So I'm going to stop doing that because people don't like it when I do that. So I'm going to try to not do it.
And
for those people that think I give Rob a hard time, Rob was volunteered a whole list of people we're talking to that we're going to try to get on the show soon, and we're looking forward to it. So it should be an interesting fall as we go forward, and we shall see what happens. So anyhow, the weekend was very quiet, but today was nervous time because even if you're a parent, you feel that stress of the first day of school. You feel that kind of,
yeah.
It's just not a good time. It's not happy. It's like, you know, the fun's over, back to school, all this stuff. And we pulled into the new school, and they have the high school side, and they have the elementary school side, and we went in on the high school side, and so we were in the wrong spot. We had to walk
I have your straw.
Way over. I drink the elementary school's milkshake. No, and I went all the way over to the
other
side.
Did you walk or could you drive? I mean, was it like a different parking area?
We should have come into another area.
Oh, okay.
But there was limited parking because everybody was there at the same time.
Yeah.
So we shall see. Tomorrow I do the drop off, and we'll see how it goes. But nothing really changed. I dropped my kids off.
I'm thinking back. So at age 9, is it 4th grade he's starting?
Third grade
is about the age when the youngster stops being excited to go back to school, is it not?
He did not enjoy second grade. I did not enjoy second grade. I hated second grade. And so he is really looking forward to and
you hated your second grade or his second grade?
Mrs. Pruse. Mrs. Pruse.
You see, third grade was my bad grade. Third grade was the
hardest. Well, hopefully one for me. I think he's gonna like third because
I hope
like
so.
Third.
I hope so.
And he, he saw a buddy of his from golf camp, which was great. So that was right away. You know, once you get one friend, that's all you need.
That's it.
And he's at the table that Michael's going to be sitting in. We met the teacher, and that was it. Out of there. Quickie. No problem at all.
That's good.
It was awesome. But I do feel.
Did you like the feeling in the classroom?
Yeah. I did. I like the vibe.
A classroom definitely throws a vibe the second you walk in.
Yeah, I like the vibe. There's only been one place I went to. We went to a charter school down here where we walked in. Well, that was a long time ago when we were picking out schools down here. And we walked into a charter school, and this lady had a giant, super big gulp. And she was sipping on it, and she was on the phone. And we walked in, and there were two other parents there, and she leisurely finished her. No, wrong. We walked in. She had the super big gulp, and we were with the administrator. And we walked in, and she was finishing her conversation. And then we got a little eye roll when she put down the phone.
Oh, like you interrupted her day.
Yep. That's what it was. I'll never forget that one. That was just, it could have been totally misread by me, but it left a very weird impression. But we ended up not going to that school anyway.
Have you thought of going completely online prior to this?
What do you mean?
So,
like doing online schooling?
Well, this is like, in full transparency, we have worked with, for Podville Media, a firm called K12.com. They're just rebranded as Stride.
Oh, I know them.
Stride, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they should advertise on our show.
They're massive. They're massive. Mm-hmm. And the Kevin Chavis, who's their president, is just a 10 out of 10. He's great. And you know, for some time, as you're working on these shows, like at this point within our engagement, you start learning more about the company. And I saw a brilliant ad that I just had never seen before on their end, where it shows some kid kicking a little girl's desk and essentially bullying her.
Yeah.
And I sounds like this must be like Say No to Drugs or some sort of like government ad. It had like that feel of like,
yeah,
you know. Right. And then it was a K-12 commercial, Stride commercial, that said, you don't have to go back to the bullying ways of a traditional school. Go to school at home. Blew my mind.
One word.
Yes.
Why I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Sports! Sports!
I wanted to get your purview because I've never thought about that.
No, that's it. I like the school he's going to has a great track record and has a massive participation rate in athletics. And my kid is shaping up to be a bit of a little jock.
Yeah.
And I think that I want to put him in a situation where he can do that. One of the reasons we moved here was because of athletics for the state of Florida. That's one of the things you can do year-round. There are a lot of those outdoor sports you can play. And we'll see what happens with that. I think he's very bright, and he's also very into sports. And I like the idea of a, what was this school? 77% participation in athletics.
Oh, that means
stunning.
Yeah. Like these kids are moving.
Like they're moving around. Yeah. And so that's kind of where we are.
And is it 23% theater?
That's the obesity rate.
No, but a big music room I saw there.
Really?
So
that's
we'll
fantastic.
See what happens with that. So I'm excited. And, you know, and it's right down near where my wife works. And so that's why we made the move. We got in there, and that's where it's going to go. Now, in the state of Florida, it's you know, it's interesting. They've got a lot of different stuff that goes on. And one of the things we learned during COVID was, you know, you're at the mercy of the local authorities and the state authorities, and was kind of fast and loose, as people know about in this state. We were lucky, and I think kids got a much better time of it with COVID. But we shall see how this year goes. So I'm very, very much excited about it. Looking forward.
I'm pleased that the first impression was good. That's excellent.
It was. And, you know, as far as last night was the true, it's funny, I'm not going to school, but it's the Sunday blase bluesies.
Sure.
You know, the real blues with Sunday. And I remember that from when I was a kid, you know, when it would be back, it'd be terrible.
And wasn't it reinforced when you were a morning guy?
Yeah. When I'd go back on the Don and Mike show after a 2 week summer vacation.
Yeah.
I would be just, you know, it would be Saturday night. Before going back on Monday at 4:30,
Mr. Grumpy.
And I would be, I hated it. I was never really happy. Sorry, that's just the truth. I was never really, really happy.
But have you ever been really, really happy?
To come in and work and do this?
No, just in general.
What do you mean, in life?
There had to have been isolated moments, Oscar.
They're really, like Saturday morning, I got done working out with Tim the trainer, and I'm just feeling, you know, borderline euphoria.
Oh,
just,
I love that.
Just
love
on, that. You know, that. Rolling around. Yeah. And we're going to get into a situation where my son, what has brought me the most happiness in my life lately are the, my wife finding a career that she enjoys and my son finding friends and people that he enjoys and things he enjoys participating in. The more that I get of that, the better I am. You throw in a sprinkle of my own hobby and my own working out, and that makes for, I'm okay with that, but that wouldn't fit the bill. So the fact that I had a kid late in life and got to do it all over again with my kids grown and in different parts of the country, that has saved me from
I mean, if you're looking at maybe
you have to rent one at some point in your life.
A kid?
Before you get to be 50.
Last week it was brutal.
Yeah, it's brutal because you're not.
He's five.
You can't control the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you might enjoy it more than you know.
It has to be. I think it makes a big deal when it's your own. I don't think a rental would work. I don't know that you could rent a kid and get the same.
I meant adoption, perhaps.
Oh, I'd love oh man, we could go
like adopt like an 18-year-old.
Yeah. No.
Animal Kingdom.
There's gotta be
like Animal Kingdom.
There's got to be a home for wayward kids around here.
Get yourself a Baz.
Oh,
you watch that show? Do you watch Animal Kingdom?
Of course. I'm completely caught up this season.
So Baz was not a blood, child of Ellen Barkin. But she picked him up off the street and brought him into the house.
She molded him into a
And then
criminal.
He starts banging Pope's twin sister.
Yeah, that was those dynamics were always rough.
So speaking, for those of you that do or don't watch, if you do watch
it's the
Animal
last
Kingdom,
season of the series.
This is the last season?
This is the last season.
Really?
This is it. Yeah.
Well, I suppose it's finite based on the way it is.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Bummer.
I didn't know that. Well, I got to read these things.
I'll cheer you up, Mike.
That what? Now my whole Monday.
No.
My whole Monday is ruined.
No, this will cheer you up.
It's ruined now.
After tonight, Better Call Saul is over, so you don't have to worry about that
anymore.
I stopped watching Better Call Saul.
See,
me too.
Better Call Saul fell in love with itself and jumped on the suck train like you would not believe.
That's why it's going to
cheer
you up.
Yammer,
it's done.
Yammer.
It's done.
We're so scary good actors. No, I'm sorry. Bryan Cranston gets away with that. You don't get away with that. You got to be compelling. And Animal Kingdom in this season, they did. Let me tell you what they did. So Ellen Barkin's the star of the show, and she was the driving force behind the show. And she was evil, and she was the crime mama, and she was fantastic. And she calls it quits. And they write her off the show by killing her off.
Mm-hmm.
They bring in ex-Mrs. Sean Penn, who, Layla George is her name. She's Vincent D'Onofrio, Private Pyle's daughter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
If there is a sexier woman, on television, I have not found her. She is spectacular. And she made the role her own, although she's playing essentially the younger version of Ellen Barkin's character. And they rewrote they did lots of flashbacks, and it's magnificent.
That could easily be a shark jumping moment. How did they kill off Ellen Barkin, and did that feel sort of fucked?
They had one of her sons kill her.
Yeah. Horrible.
Oh,
big drama.
Yeah.
Big. Well, she's evil.
But did it play into the show?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. She tortured her family.
It made complete sense.
All right.
But
remember when we first
really
started, we
stuff.
Thought there was some incest going on, or we were hoping.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Well, what they do beautifully is they dance along that with her and the weird kid, Pope, who's now in jail, by the way. I'm sorry if you're not watching Animal Kingdom and you're not catching. Sorry for the spoiler alert.
He's not an actual Pope, is he?
But he went to church and they started calling him Pope.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because he was
mockingly so. So it's been his whole name is predicated on ball busting.
All they didn't
terrible
really,
family.
They really didn't support him.
You're talking about no moral compass.
Mm-hmm.
This family has no. But this show is so. They just took and reinvented. They took and reinvented it, and they did a
but
magnificent job.
He did the 5-year stint for the family, for the bank robbery.
Yeah. Well, he did that, but now this is another chart.
Yeah, different.
But getting back to the Magic Box, we all have watched the same movie. We've all watched Elvis.
Yes.
Thanks to Rob's recommendation. You watched it on the TV, or did you go see it in the theater?
I actually, it was available, I think, to download last Thursday.
Yeah, you started.
Yeah, but you
the
saw
theater,
it in the theater.
Though.
I was asking Oscar if you saw it in the theater or watched it on TV.
This is. You talk about tough decisions in life. Are you going to pay $19.99 to rent this thing, or are you going to pay $26.99 to own it? And when I sat there and for 15 minutes realized that I don't care about Elvis, that this is definitely a rental, After my wife was saying, why don't you just spend the extra money? I said, well, that's $7. It's going to add up.
It wasn't a hard decision for me.
And then I said, well, I don't. Yeah, I was like, you know what? This is not Apple TV. It's Comcast. How long is Comcast going to be around for? So we went with $19.99 rental.
Okay.
But I did. I rented it.
Yeah.
And Rob was right. It was a good movie. It was a very, very good movie. Not sure how much artistic license was taken based on. Is that a Priscilla? Was that a Priscilla back to Project Rob?
Yeah. No, it wasn't actually. It was.
Really?
She approved it. She approved it. But she had nothing
there it
to
is, though.
But she had nothing to do with the production of it. She didn't see it till it was complete. There are large hunks that are eerily accurate, and then there are things that never existed. But
and there would you agree there are also, and I've watched enough because you're into it,
yeah,
of omission. There are sins of omission throughout.
There are sins of omission,
the
however.
The fact that it was borderline pedophilia when Elvis, you know, took up with Scylla.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
she was a child when he started
child,
seeing her.
I do appreciate that they highlight at a very high level, and they don't just brush by it, that all these songs were not his songs.
No, they came from African-American rhythm and blues music.
Yeah.
And
almost
most people, exclusively.
I would tell you, look, I might be wrong, but I would imagine most people watching the movie that don't know that history never knew that.
No, I would say it's probably
let me ask our resident Elvis scholar.
Mm-hmm.
Was he that immersed in African-American culture in the Memphis, Tennessee,
absolutely,
Tupelo, Mississippi area?
As a youth,
where he
yes.
would go to the churches, where he would go...
Yep.
To the black bars, mm-hmm. and he would do. That is just, that's where it all came from.
Yeah, yep.
I mean, 100%. That's amazing.
It's like
a
modern day Eminem.
It was rhythm and blues. It was the merger of rhythm and blues.
I felt
and country.
Like it was like 8 Mile for me when I was watching it.
There are similarities. Yeah. I didn't see 8 Mile. I'm not an Eminem fan.
But this was my fourth viewing when I watched it this weekend on TV with Julia, and. There are a few moments in there that are just so marvelously handled. And I'm curious also what both of your take is mm-hmm. on Tom Hanks's performance.
I thought I loved that it was understated and he was in the background.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Why?
It looked like him in a fat suit and I couldn't get past it.
I didn't see it so much.
I could get past it. I didn't think of him as Tom Hanks like from the first scene.
Once I saw him on a Ferris wheel, I'm like, oh, well, that's no way that's Tom Hanks.
I just thought about how evil he was.
He was, and they do a great job of making
how horrible
him
he was.
Evil. But when I love it
in
when,
a real subtle way, they do it. It's not, they don't hit you over the head with it.
No,
I thought it was fun.
May I clarify? The movie is worth the rental and purchase if you're an Elvis fan.
Yes.
The storytelling, I thought I've heard, and I'm not even joking around here. I get nauseous sometimes hearing about Elvis because I know so much that I didn't want to know from Rob, but that's what makes Rob. Just like you guys hate the Transformers because I keep talking about them. What I think was fascinating about this movie is I like the fact that they highlighted where these songs, the culture that these songs mm-hmm. came from mm-hmm. and the community that these songs came from, and they didn't wane on that. They highlighted that the business aspects of, and you know, that'll always get me interested. The fact that the colonel never took him international because the colonel didn't have a passport.
Yep.
Couldn't get back in the country.
If he left, he would not get back. Yeah.
I thought Elvis was a global sensation because he was, you know, traveling all around the world.
No, he did.
Rob,
can you
imagine what would have happened if he had at that time in his career, which was what? The mid-60s probably when they were really discussing the international touring,
late
right?
Late 60s. Yeah.
That would have
changed everything. It would have changed everything.
It might have really changed. It might not have changed the personal habits that resulted ultimately in his downfall.
I say it would.
The colonel would have lost control.
The reason that Elvis would skew into drugs ultimately is because he'd get frustrated with the sameness of what he was doing. When he was presented with a project that he was into, say, for example, his Vegas opening, which they do an amazing job of recreating and showing him coming before an audience for the first time in 12 years or however.
Now that you're talking about it, I remember I'm reflecting on what a really good job they did with that movie.
They did such a
good
job.
Because you really do feel that. You really do feel that.
And then also, I mean, they didn't touch on it in the movie, but the last time Elvis really excelled was the Hawaii concert. Because mm-hmm. it was another challenge. It was a worldwide satellite broadcast. And he was into that.
Was the Hawaii concert before or after the TV special with the leather.
Oh, the black leather outfit. was 1968, and the Hawaii special was 73. So it was five years after.
All right.
And so remember, the reason they did the Hawaii concert is because the Colonel was so up to hearing about international touring, he put Elvis in the closest time zone to China and Japan that he could without leaving the country, which was Hawaii.
So that was really it. That was the deal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and that was a relatively, that story about him being an illegal alien really sort of broke during my lifetime. I know that it was probably discussed at the time, but it wasn't a public consumable thing. Also,
the guy that plays Elvis is, I don't know the actor's
Austin
name.
Austin Butler, I believe it is.
Tremendous job.
Scary good.
Absolutely. Yeah. And boy,
I'd watch him in Vegas.
And he doesn't look like him. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. He captures him without looking like him.
Yep,
and I was so ready to dislike him.
At the end of the movie, if you watch this Elvis movie, and this is not a spoiler alert because it's a biopic, you see they do a quick transition.
Yeah,
between Elvis saying I forgot what the song
it's
was.
It's Unchained Melody.
Unchained Melody, and they go back and forth, and you can't tell.
It is so well.
It's
done.
It's so well done.
And
it's
I didn't
really
know
special.
That was going to happen when I saw it.
And when you see it, I'm sure you got filled up too, because it's so sad.
It is
what he had become at in his mid 40s,
early 40s, 42.
Early 40s.
And the thing about it is I've seen, of course, every Elvis movie, every encapsulation of his life, be they documentary or a drama. This is the first one that really captures the tragedy of it, the way he was lost. And it's not overacted. And I think one of the reasons that this works so much better than some of the other encapsulations of Elvis's life is they've got a true villain in this, and that's the Colonel. And
Tom, give it to Tom Hanks for not chewing up the scenery or anything like that.
He did a great job.
It was the makeup was a little much, you know.
Some people will call me a villain.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. So check it out if you get a chance to.
I'm glad you liked it, guys.
That's our review.
You.
And the three of us liked it. And that's pretty rare when the three of us are all on board.
Like, I wanted to hate it. I wanted to.
Yeah. I don't think I did, but right away I liked it. And they do an amazing job. So check it out. We'll take a break. When we come back, we've got the homepage for today. You're going to love it. There's so much good stuff in here and some sad stuff too. We'll be right back.
Hey, ladies, that's Twitch.
And that handsome devil is a motto. And we're back with more TMOS True or False.
Oh, my goodness.
The character of Polly Christine is played by renowned British actor Jude Law.
Hey, that's friggin' unbelievable.
As a child, Ponyboy Matt Bloom appeared on Sesame Street in an episode where he was taught to count by a Muppet.
That's right. And that's all.
Trip Affleck single-handedly beat Bobby Flay in a cooking competition by preparing a bowl of cereal, buttered toast, and a glass of iced water.
Correctamundo.
You save when you shop online at Target and Walmart through the shopping center at MikeOMaraShow.com.
That's the fact, Jack!
Have your purchases shipped to your door or pick them up at the store.
Click that banner and buy!
Oh, that was quick. Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sunday. Does your lawn have weeds, bear patches, or pet spots? Sunday can help you solve all these problems and more the easy way. They've got everything you need, from fertilizer to seeds to weed control, and it's all delivered right to your door. I used to dread taking the time and effort to fertilize my lawn, but now I look forward to it. Sunday's lawn care products.
Was that Shatner?
Maybe a little bit. Sunday's lawn care products are quick and easy, and I don't even have to go to the store. Sunday's custom lawn care is the best. Just go to GetSunday.com. Put in your address, and their lawn analysis tool does the rest. That's all it is. They use soil and climate data to create a personal nutrient plan. It's delivered to your door right when you need it. Sunday's lawn care products are made with your family in mind as well. That's why they use ingredients you can feel good about, like seaweed, iron, and molasses. Best of all, it really works. I've used it. I know. Here's what I want you to do. Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off full season plans. Start at just $129, and you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS. Do it today, people.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. I don't like to start with this because we've been talking about it and it makes me sad. But Anne Heche was taken off life support yesterday after recipients for her organs were found. Anne was declared brain dead on Friday, but was kept alive until it was time to donate her organs. Multiple organs will be donated, but the family didn't say which ones. Anne was facing a... Boy, I hope nobody asked either. Jesus. Anne was facing a possible felony DUI charge, but obviously the LAPD dropped its investigation. Prior to her death, it was reported that she'd been under the influence of cocaine and possibly fentanyl when she crashed her car into a house in L.A. and caused a serious fire. She was 53 years old. Ellen DeGeneres, who famously dated Anne from 97 to 2000, tweeted, quote, "This is a sad day. I'm sending Anne's children, family, and friends all of my love." Anne's subsequent relationships were all with men. She was married once, and she had two kids. So just sad, just a, still a sad story when something like that happens. You know,
I didn't know she had kids. That makes it even more tragic if such a thing is possible.
Yeah, it's a total drag. No, that's not what I wanted to play. Thank you. But another sad story. Salman Rushdie he's on the road to recovery. That's good news. After being stabbed Friday in Western New York State, Rushdie was about to give a speech in Chautauqua, New York, when a 24-year-old Hadi Matar ran up on stage, stabbed him several times. There's a lot of controversy regarding the security at that particular venue, that the guy was up there a long time before they got to him. Rushdie suffered liver damage and severed nerves in one arm and one eye. He may lose the eye. While he's headed in the right direction, this will be a long recovery. This was likely an assassination attempt based on the fatwa that was issued against Rushdie all the way back in 1988. That's been a long time. It was done by Iran's spiritual leader, Ayatollah Khomeini, over the Rushdie book, The Satanic Verses, which drove a lot of people in the extreme Muslim community absolutely nuts. Let me see. This is the... Yeah, this is something they think that was probably based on that, even though the guy that was arrested was a young guy. So we don't really know. But it's a bummer news. Sorry for Monday's being a little bit of a drag.
Where's Don? Get Don on the phone.
Get Don on the phone. Ah, so what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see? I got to talk about an effing dog dying.
It's the last goddamn time.
Well, somebody uses effing brain, and I'm coming out of those up-tempo records, man.
Please.
Come on now, please. When you come out of those up-tempo records, man, and I got to talk about a dog dying, it's ridiculous. Hit the sounder. I got to do another story. In an interview with ABC News in December, Alec Baldwin, you want... Hold on, Mike.
So you've got Anne Heche. Then Salman Rushdie stabbed in the eye, and then Alec Baldwin murdering the lady with the gun.
Those are the big...
I don't care if they're the big stories.
People are talking.
I don't care if people... They come here because they want a little lightness, badass. Something you don't know anything about? Lightness.
You don't have to get personal about
it. I'll get personal about it, okay? Hey, how's the nutritionist and the trainer? And you're flatlining, fat boy. Okay, you want? It's easy. You don't need all those people. Just stop eating cookies.
Is that a done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Please.
Can you imagine little Michael outside the door?
I know.
Trying to make sense of this.
Mom, Dad's having a day.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Has he left?
In an interview with ABC News in December, Alec Baldwin denied he pulled the trigger of the gun that killed cinematographer. I had it in. All right, I won't read it. They said that you have to pull a trigger to fire the gun.
Yeah.
Okay, it's gone. I'll move on to the next story.
Next story.
Yeah.
Sorry. But anyway, it was interesting. I thought it was interesting.
I would have loved to have heard it.
Certainly compelling.
Yeah.
Something about an investigation with the gun. You have to pull the trigger, and he did pull the trigger. That's what they're saying. Although he denied pulling the trigger, they're thinking that couldn't be true because you have to. And so it's Alec Baldwin. You know, it's controversial. All right, here we go. Now, ready to have a little fun,
we're
folks?
We're ready.
Woo! Martha Stewart is squashing a rather silly rumor that she and Pete Davidson may have sparked up a romance following his split from Kim Kardashian.
That's so it's recent.
Mike, when I tell you that our worlds are colliding, when we were in Utah, Shannon and I met the brand manager for Martha Stewart for the past 12 years. She's with a different firm now.
Mm-hmm.
And the stories of her media, like, prowess, not just the brand manager, but the way just
being aware of
being
who's
so
hot at that
aware
time. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's phenomenal.
Want to hear her quote about
Please.
Pete?
Yes.
Pete Davidson is like the son I never had.
Oh.
Yes.
That's what she gushed to the Daily Mail.
Oh, gosh.
When asked if she could be his next lover, her next lover, if she could be his next lover, if he or she could she, he, see, I don't know. When asked if she could be his next lover, this is what she said. He is a charming boy who is finding his way. I've invited him to come on my podcast, and I look forward to hearing what he has to say.
That's so disgusting when she calls him a boy.
Why?
Just because
she's 81. What would she call him?
Yeah, it's a boy.
A man?
Yeah, I think a man.
He's not.
She said he's like his son. Like, he's a very charming boy.
You don't say a man,
he's a
that
child.
Was, like she, my child.
But she wants to have love with him.
No, I don't think so.
I think she does.
No. I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong, and we'll get to your turkey leg in a second, for Christ's sake. The New York Department of Buildings said officials discovered a 480-square-foot swimming pool built atop an occupied building on Tuesday that was not approved for a swimming pool.
Mm. Oh, no.
Officials are saying that the pool that they put on the roof, this is great, was not built to code. It was drained, and it was removed that very day. The pool, sitting on top of a building that structurally was not designed to hold the pool, was 30 feet by 30 cubits by 40 cubits by 50. It was 30 by 16 feet wide, 4 feet deep, and was holding nearly 60 tons of water.
That's what I was going to say. It's not like water in a pool weighs anything, so I'm sure they're going to be fine.
Officials said the building housed a daycare center on the third floor. What could possibly have gone wrong?
I know that daycare center. It's called Soggy's.
Soggy's. One of the kids got to go up and go swimming. Hey, if you're really good, we'll have popsicles and go swimming. Yeah, up on the top floor. Authorities were reminding New York City residents who would like to have a rooftop pool to look into the proper permits and hiring professionals so that the job is done properly.
I can't even imagine.
Funny.
I can't even imagine.
Pete Davidson is a very nice boy.
Do you have a pool, Martha?
No, but we have a deck. Deck man, great memories with a nice deck.
Deck man.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a little something. Women with bigger breasts are the most faithful and least likely to cheat, a study has found. Researchers quizzed self-confessed cheats to find out the sizes of those most likely to have an affair behind their partner's back. The study found that just 31% had big boobs. Cup sizes D or G, those with F cups and over, were the least likely to cheat.
Wow.
Far more likely among the love cheats were those with smaller boobs, with 69% having a bust size of between AA and C.
Mm.
What do you think of that?
Well, people always ask me, they're like, Oscar, why do you think the U.S. is losing its ground in science and math? And I say, well, you know, we're not losing our ground. Look at all this wonderful pop culture knowledge we're bringing people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People
yeah,
know.
Big boobs don't cheat.
Yeah.
How would they the even part, run this? This like I don't even know how you quantify this.
I don't know, but it's they had some guys in the study too. Men with cup sizes between D and F were most likely to be grateful.
I can't.
Anyway, what do you think about that, Ben Mala? Anywho, we got to take a little breaky. We'll come back and find out about Twitch and Rob going to the happy place and Rob wearing a dumb hat. We'll be right back, everybody.
Fake football announcers, boating, and southpaws. They all make the world go round, and they're all part of this week's bonus show. Here's a preview.
What a great day it is for the NFL and NFL football, everybody.
I'm just jumping the shower, and I'm ready for the day.
That play was wicked bad.
That cat is a crab in that water tank.
The right hand of God is exalted.
I am the sun god, and you will worship me.
Oh, yeah, I love the Bible. Keep going, Oscar.
Right. My eyes are just bouncing around. Back.
You all better start respecting me.
I just pissed my pants.
The Team West Bonus Show has the styles, colors, and fabrics you need to look your best for back to school. Get your subscription today at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Bonus.
I am back again.
Hello. Hi.
I got to stop muting the microphone during those commercials. Hey, finally, there's an e-bike made for everyone.
Yes.
Oh.
Rode mine into work today.
Electric e-bike!
I like getting the... Is this guy riding a motorcycle or a bicycle?
What is he doing? He's going so fast uphill. They start at just $799. They're the fastest growing e-bike company in the United States. And it is easy to see why, because it's a wonderful company. Oscar loves him. They're fully adjustable and customizable, so they're comfortable, even for people who don't normally ride bikes. Plus, electric e-bikes ship free and come pre-assembled and pre-charged. You'll be on the road in no time. You can cover 45 miles at up to 28 miles per hour on just a 4 to 6 hour charge. Plus, they quickly fold in half. No bike rack or truck required. Mm-hmm. That's way more eco-friendly than a car. Explore the great outdoors or the city while keeping the air clean. It goes over any terrain, including snow and sand. The battery is hidden away, and there's an LCD display featuring speed, range, and adjustable power level. Ultra cool. So, where will your e-bike adventures take you? Go to electricebikes.com and get $100 off any e-bike purchase. That's electricebikes.com. And we thank you. So he couldn't contain himself. He had to put as many pictures on social media as he could.
I put one
Rob
picture
Spiewak.
Up. I put up one I put up one picture.
Oh, I saw.
There Mark, was a Mark, picture of Mark you with a turkey
up,
leg.
Mark
there
put was up a lot of pictures. I put up one.
Oh, you were delighted to have those.
Well, I never said I wasn't. I didn't say
social
I wasn't
media. What are you
all
trying
my
to
entire
do?
Entire wall was covered with you and Mark.
That's a beautiful
it was
thing,
you
wasn't it?
Wearing a witch's hat. It was you wearing your straw hat that I thought was too big for you.
I exchanged it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and, then, and I love the hat. The hat is fantastic. The new straw hat. But Mike, you should know
sure,
something
we'll
about
go
the,
with that.
You should know something about the witch's hat.
Mm-hmm.
The witch's hat was at a gift store of a restaurant that I had never been to until Saturday morning.
Ooh.
Was it new?
It was called Cracker Barrel. Ah!
That is funny.
Really?
And they said... For
outside of the gates?
They said, what do you mean outside of the gate? No, Cracker Barrel was... We went to the Ashland Cracker Barrel, which
so
is
it's
just...
not on the
no,
King's
it's not,
Dominion
it's
property.
It's not on campus.
No, no.
Well, that Super Slab's probably got a bunch of them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But can we take a step back? I thought Mark Riddell...
Yeah.
Who, by the way, is the 10 out of 10 in our book.
Yeah.
Went all the way to the West Coast, still had that fun factory rolling... Gotta respect that hustle. I thought he lived on the West Coast.
Here's the thing. He came back east to house hunt because Cedar Fair Amusements is transferring him to run communications for their parks from the King's Dominion property. So Mark is moving back.
How excited are you?
I am out of my mind.
Does he know you're
That's
sober?
That's wonderful.
Yeah, of course he does. Oh. Of course he knows.
So
I'm
the
sober.
Whole thing where they're closing down that one out west doesn't. Is he delighted to be coming back east?
He's out of his mind happy because, like me, he actually grew up going to Kings Dominion, so he knows the park.
Okay.
Like back and front. And
awesome.
It's a bigger property. He's what still with the news. Same company.
Oh, and good for him, man. That's wonderful news.
It was so great because what we got to do, I rode a few coasters. And by the way, I don't know if there's a coaster that has been down the last two or three times I've been to the park, but it was up and running. Mike, it's called Twisted Timbers.
Yeah.
And it is a game changer. It's sensational. Imagine, if you will, when you probably are you at least familiar with when they were at Paramount Park. They had the Hurler, which was the Wayne's World themed coaster, the Hurler.
Well, Named after the vomiting that goes on. Out.
They retracked the Hurler into Twisted Timbers, meaning they just sort of redesigned the horizontals, not the verticals. Now when you take the first drop, it's not a loop-the-loop, mind you. When you go over that first drop, the tracks twist. So you do a 360 in your car. As you go down the hill,
I'd barf.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. It is so
Rob, I
awesome.
Can't go on those anymore. I can't do it.
Was
did you
virtual...
find the new skinny? How did the new skinny Rob do
it? Yeah, how did...
It was great, so great. Fantastic to fit on all the rides. It was great. As a matter of fact, there's one ride I didn't do, but they have a seat out mm-hmm. front mm-hmm. that says, if you can fit in this seat, then you can ride this ride because they don't want people waiting, you know, in an hour's line to sit and find you're too fat. And I sat in the test seat. And there was room to spare. It's like a foreign thing.
What a great, like,
it's like a foreign thing.
This is an intangible, like, this is pure passion. If you're listening at home, this man loved KD regardless of the rides.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Kings Dominion.
Yeah, but there were rides
I could not fit on.
Right?
Right.
But now you can ride everything.
As a matter of fact, I saw, you know, it's almost like the picture of Dorian Gray. When I was in line to ride the Grizzly, one of my favorite coasters of all time.
I like that one.
The Grizzly is a great coaster.
That's a wooden one, right?
Yeah, it's a wooden one back in the woods, and it's very, very fast.
Yep.
And so I was waiting, and a guy got in ahead of me in the car ahead of me, and he was a heavy fellow. And I saw the smile on his face when he got the knee bar to actually engage because it was close. And mm-hmm. I said, that was me last year. I couldn't.
Yeah.
That's exactly where I was. I mean, they don't. It's not
so,
like they
so
offer.
So was it just you and
extenders.
Twitch or what?
Yeah, because he was invited by the general manager to come and walk the park and see what it was like. Now, because they've made some changes this year, the Big Mountain is gone, and a couple rides have been removed. So I got to walk it with the new communications director for Cedar Fair Amusements, and then what was really cool is when we parked, we actually got to go, as they say, backstage. And parked behind a gate that was about 30 feet from the Eiffel Tower. So we parked.
Did the general manager, was there any chance at all that the general manager of the park thought that you were Mark's husband?
No, not at all. Not at all. I don't.
You would be the hot, like you would be a hot.
Because you two look like husband and wife.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think
that
was the
case. And you take care of each other in such a manner that I could see that.
Yeah. Maybe, you know
he's
what?
Yeah, like, hey, this hat would look great on you. Let's put it on. Like, sweet
yeah, here's,
like
here,
that.
Have a bite of my turkey leg, honey.
She did keep calling. She forgot my name, and she called me Power Bottom. Does that?
Oh, it's a lady?
Yeah.
It's a lady
it was Mr. Power Bottom.
Mr. Power Bottom.
Did you, did you mention what you do?
Yes, as a matter of fact, and we are on the media list for them now, and I was, actually, Mark introduced.
What does that do for us?
When we.
Now, let me check my email.
When we left. We actually, Mark said, I wonder if anyone's here today because it was.
You know what that does for us, Oscar? That means that Aubrey Ewaxpay gets to go to ArcPay for E-Fray.
E-Fray.
That's it.
Yeah.
There might be, who knows, Mike? You know,
some media passes.
Yeah, right.
There is
no advertising from KD on the Mike O'Meara show.
Yeah, don't they have a big schedule?
Aubrey Ewaxpay will definitely be getting free turkey legs.
No, I don't think the turkey legs will be free. But
the passes will.
As we were leaving, Mark said, I wonder if anyone's in the office. And we are, you know, behind the big gate where, you know, you can see the park, but the park can't see you. And he says, I wonder if my fob has been programmed for this building yet.
Mm-hmm.
And he clicks and we get to go in and I meet the general manager. And this is so totally nerdy, but to me, it meant a lot. The office for the general manager is the same office they use for the general manager in the movie Roller Coaster, where they made the film Roller Coaster. Wow. I've seen the movie a million times, and it's the same office, and you have the view of the park behind it. It was so, so cool. And then there was a meeting with like the director of food and beverage and all the people. And
does Mark outrank the general manager of KD?
He's corporate.
Mike, he is corporate.
Yeah.
So I think he's sort of on a level
playing
field.
Roll out the red carpet for that guy.
Because he does communications for all the Cedar Fair parks.
Oh,
so, yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, that includes Knott's Berry Farm and Kings Island. And I believe there's one in Carowinds, I think it's called, in the Carolinas.
I think, look, dare I say, and I don't want to jinx it, and I mean, there's no shtick involved.
Right.
I'm not doing a bit. Like, Mark, for all of the iterations and incarnations of his life with the Ringling Brothers.
Yeah, Graceland.
Graceland, mm-hmm. Which, by the way, when you're watching the Elvis movie, you, if you're friends or you know or you're within our orbit, you think of Mark Riddell.
Yeah.
And his ties. And then you think about what he's been able to do with his career now. Like, this may be it.
Yeah.
Like, he may be, like, you better latch
on. This is home.
Like, this is his home.
This is such a good fit for him. He's right now, today, he is actually.
I'm happy for him.
Shopping for a home.
Very
so
cool.
He can relocate. He hopes to be
good
here in
for
September.
Twitch.
Something
yeah,
you,
that's
and I,
wonderful.
You and him can share in the future, maybe?
Yeah. Just a nice little one bedroom bungalow.
Yeah.
Where will you sleep? When you ultimately move in with him, where will you sleep?
Well, it'll be bunk beds, Mike, but we'll both be on the top bunk,
yeah.
Oddly.
Yeah, we joke about that. I could so see that happening.
Oh, that's happening within 2 years. Well, Carrie's like, I've met my young man. You have to go.
Well, what I need, Mike, is it'll be a spacious one-bedroom bungalow with lots of storage for hats.
This is
that
just,
looked great.
This is
I
just temporary until Condo Bob goes.
But then we have a place at the beach and in Miami. Yeah.
But my
Kathy, I'm sorry. He left it to me.
You can visit. But congratulations to Mark. I think it's a great, great thing.
Way to go, Twitch. That's great news. And really, we look forward to hearing from him about it. That's fantastic. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It is a brand new profile picture of Rob Spiewak.
Doesn't look anything like you.
A new online conspiracy theory suggests that TMOS regular Rob Spiewak was secretly replaced in March of 2022. He suddenly disappeared from the show, and when he returned, he was replaced by a man whose facial features resembled Spiewak. He was nearly 100 pounds thinner than the original Rob. Audio evidence online shows clear backward masking that is cleverly added to the end of every TMOS bonus show. Just take a listen.
This is Mike O'Mara.
I buried Rob.
Make up your own mind. Get a bonus show subscription and listen closely for more clues. Is it the real Rob or a Spiewak imposter?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I take you to early Saturday morning. The O'Maras had their wild night out on Friday night. We went out and got a duck, because we like duck a lot. Mm. And then, we might have stopped by the Mia and brought it home with us. And while we were waiting for the duck that they had not realized we ordered, they may have brought us a tropical concoction known in most parts of the Pacific as Mai Tais.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing.
And he made good ones. So at about 3 o'clock in the morning, you would have heard the ice maker going off and Mr. O'Mara scrambling to pour his liquid IV as fast as he possibly could. I'm talking about liquid IV being my go-to. I have tons of the stuff and I love it so much. I love all the flavors. The hot summer months are here. We need to be proactive about keeping ourselves hydrated, keep our bodies fueled. It makes us feel healthier in our everyday lives. Just one stick of Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier and 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. Plus, Liquid IV has incredible hydration flavors like watermelon, lemon lime, grape, pina colada, and my beloved strawberry. I enjoyed the lemon lime in the middle of the night on Saturday.
Early Saturday morning.
Oh, it was yummy. It has three times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. It's non-GMO and free from das gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV has cellular transport technology. That's CTT for those of you that like letters. It's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium to deliver water and nutrients to the bloodstream super fast. Super fast. Plus, Liquid IV is out to change the world. They've donated over 20 million servings globally. Be like me. Drink Liquid IV. Friends, and ring that bell.
Come on.
grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. Let me say that again. Get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo code TMOS. There we are. Oscar Santana, two things for you.
Yes.
You not only had a drunk texting weekend, which we were the beneficiaries of.
Yeah, I love that.
They were coming in fast and furious, weren't they?
Was it Friday night?
Yeah.
Friday night was nice.
Yeah.
But
it was great.
Your niece and nephew on their way back to California got COVID too?
Let me clarify. The drunk texting was not like hammered. It was two drinks. And that was it. And that was just like, hey, I'm going to send these TikToks. I usually send them to Rob, Mike, but I went into the group chat.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how you felt about it.
That was the second drink.
Because I felt like, well, why am I just sending them to Rob when I can just send them to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that spoils anything for the show?
Not really.
Right?
No, because I really don't process them as anything other than you sharing a funny. And I realize you do that to kind of give him material for Soundtown. Mm-hmm.
But I get that. I'd rather share it with everybody to see if their inputs of how we could do if it would work on, because my ear for Soundtown is completely different than my ear for like what I think is funny, right?
Right.
Yeah, but I like you doing that because it gives a well-rounded approach, because Rob and I kind of had the same mind when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah.
So you throwing that in there, it doesn't matter. Either way,
am I intruding on your personal time? I guess that's what I'm getting at.
You send a text out?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I wanted to gauge. I was like, this guy, if it's not business.
But I think he was kind of into it because he actually replied.
Yeah, but it felt like,
can I be honest with you? The first one was really valuable.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael, is everything all right? What are you yelling about?
No.
He loves school.
I could barely hear that.
Are you going to do the Orange Smash, lady?
Yes, actually, I am.
Okay, so the Orange Smash one
is really,
not only did I love it and think it was funny because the lady was so lit, but I'd love to try the product.
I went looking for
because I love orange flavored anything.
It's kind of like not your grandfather's soda. Don't you think it would probably be like that? But it's got
another one that's...
Yeah, it's got a really high ABV, though.
Yeah, so
now, can I tell you the other one you sent?
Yeah.
The only problem with that one is I've done a deep dive because you know I love that humor.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, I don't know whether that guy's got a device,
or
what he's using to make his fart sounds, but he's like that other guy, Jack Vail, who ended up on Angie's show.
That's why I sent him to you. That's why that's exactly why I sent him to you. I was like, this guy's a hack, a dime a dozen.
Yeah, there are a lot of guys doing this. Yeah. This is a guy that does that.
You're a good guy I think this is a good audience for. You know, fart humor.
Yeah.
Well, I love, who doesn't a good fart joke? Like, so
this is
the answer, is absolutely send them along. I like seeing what's going on
done.
With that. And then you find out that your niece and nephew get the COVID. Did they get it on the plane on the way back to California?
They got it in California. My sister, I mentioned last week, my sister was tested positive for COVID. They're all vaccinated, so I'm not really worried about it. There's a misnomer. They're like, oh, the kids aren't really sick yet, so they're fine. And then, like, it just takes 4 or 5 days, and then that's how quickly the spreads.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like anyone that has 4 vaccines, like, or maybe a fifth one, I don't even know how it works anymore. Because my sister, while I love her, I don't think she went for that 4th vaccine because she was just so busy. And sometimes doctors are the worst patients themselves.
That's not cool.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Not at all.
So, but her husband, Ocosta, he definitely had the 4 and he's not sick.
Friends of ours going on this really nice cruise they had planned, and they're now screwed because they didn't get the proper vax.
Mm.
And they can't do it at the last minute because there's a two-week waiting.
Yeah, it's got to wait. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they don't know what they're going to do yet.
If we're collecting, so the kids are good.
Fake IDs.
My sister's fine. Yeah. It is scary because you don't know, we all don't know what the the overall, you know, downstream effects are of what could be possibly long COVID, right?
Right.
So that's the scary part, I think, for anybody that's gone through this. though that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'd rather, and maybe I'm wrong, Mike, but there is a certain level of peace of mind, especially for the kids, knowing going into a school year that they've already got it and they're okay.
Michael, Rob, and me, and Carrie,
mm-hmm.
Julia's gotten it.
No,
right?
No, she hasn't. She had
Julia
a scare,
hasn't gotten it either.
But she has not had it.
Robert hasn't had it. So, as far as Rob and I are concerned, mm-hmm. The first whoever gets it first,
yes,
because Rob and I have both been fully vaxxed. We still, whoever gets it first will die.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that's going
to be. That's our promise to you.
That's an extreme.
That's our promise. That's our commitment to you. So, mobbers, keep praying.
Yeah. That's right.
I know. I might come in here going,
cherish these moments.
I don't know. I just, I hope I'm ready for more boostology, right?
Well, I'll
jump as far as it happens.
I hear about one coming this fall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so in line.
I'll jump right on it.
Yeah.
Don't be this lady, though. My foreigner mom. She goes to Giant every 2 weeks and tries to sneak in for like a fake booster.
An extra?
Yeah, she's out of control.
That's as dumb as... But no, Yoli, don't do it. Your mom could get very sick doing
that. Yeah, I know. And they keep on...
It's a lanyap, Mike. It's a little something extra.
Yeah, lanyap.
If I buy a Florida cake, will you give me an extra booster shot?
Remember,
please?
She's never going back there again. Thank God they robbed her.
Okay.
But no, she...
My booster card was in my stolen wallet.
When I went to go pick up some meds for her, because that's what I do on Sundays, like... Tell your mom to stop coming in here trying to get an extra shot.
They said that to you?
Yeah, please tell her kindly.
Because they know you
So I went back and I was like, Mom, I just got like reprimanded by the pharmacist. Apparently you're just squeaking in there every time trying to get like this if you're ready for the next shot. Look at your card.
What did she say?
She goes, just in case I'm there for groceries, I just stop by and ask. I'm like, people are being taken care of. No one has time for this. Look at your card.
So she just goes in to ask the pharmacist if there's
time,
one available
if it's
yet?
Time yet. Yeah, if she's up.
Does she wear a fake mustache
or anything?
She's
lonely. I'm like, they don't want to talk to you. They asked me to stop.
Oh, my God, Yoli. Oh, well, I hope everybody's feeling better.
Yeah.
That's, it's out there. It's out there all the time.
As my mom calls it, el bicho.
The bug.
The bug.
That's right.
Bicho. You get the bicho.
El bicho.
We'll take a break. We got a couple of things. There's a great drunk lady in Soundtown today. So check that out and more of Rob's Town of Sound coming up right after this.
The fields and stadia across America are silent for the moment. However, on practice fields, the teams are beginning their march towards glory for a shot at the championship in Glendale, Arizona, this coming February. Another football season is on the cusp. And a solitary figure is in the West analyzing the statistics, schedules, and teams, ready to make his voice heard. The prognosticator of Perump is returning.
Yes.
In the no, baby!
This fall on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I can't wait. Hey, welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. As anticipated, the Federal Reserve has increased their Fed funds rate by 75 basis points to combat inflation. But what does this mean to you, baby? With mortgage rates up one day and down the next, it's more important than ever to work with a company you can trust. My good friend Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial are that company. This real estate market is different than in the past, and whether you're a first-time home buyer, deciding whether to rent or own, upsizing, downsizing, or anything in between, you need a team that knows your specific options and can get you the absolute best deal. Cornerstone has everything you need for your home purchase, including a portfolio of great real estate agents. With their years of experience, customer service, and their low rate guarantee, why would you call anyone else? Whether it's a purchase or a refinance, call our friends at Cornerstone First Financial today. The number one mortgage company of all TMOS fans, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com, baby!
We call this stereophonic sound.
Soundtown.
I'm so pleased Mike teased it because it was in my leadoff slot today. Cape May, New Jersey, Mike, is a beautiful...
Oh, that's where it's from. All
right. Beautiful beachside town. I believe the horseshoe capital of the East Coast, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Horseshoe but, crab capital?
Yep. And that's a horrible creature, but a wonderful town, Cape May.
Yeah, I've been there once. Trashy.
Well, there's that too. Mike, it takes all kinds, doesn't it?
Have you
been? Yes, of course. Yes. No, never been to Cape May. No.
Beautiful architecture, Victorian beach houses in Cape May.
Yeah. I was just thinking about horseshoe crabs because they are kind of prehistoric and they're scary looking. They look like little roaches.
And not much eating meat on them.
I'm going to get so much hate.
Oh, God. I wouldn't even think you could eat them, right?
No, you can't. You can't. I have an ornament. I have a horseshoe crab ornament on my Christmas tree.
Do you really?
I do. Yeah, because I liked them growing up. Anyway, Cape May, New Jersey. This lady decides to do a TikTok because she's talking about a new beverage that she has found.
I am down the shore on the beach, and I bought these orange smash by, they are from, what is it? The Devil Backbone Distillery Company. Now, I've been coming to the shore for, I the don't shore. Even want to tell you, look at that butterfly, that's my sister.
What?
For I don't know how many years.
And focus, ma'am, focus.
Had many a drinks, look at the butterfly.
Oh, I know you have.
Anyway, I bought a 4-pack of this. It is 10% alcohol.
Yeah, there you go, there it is.
When I tell you... You need to get this stuff. I live in PA. I'm in Jersey. I thought I'd give this a try. When I tell you, I didn't even sip half of my cup. You guys, I literally am crying laughing.
Yes.
So I had two of these so far. And I gotta tell you, I'm going to bring, they come in a 4-pack.
Yes.
I'm gonna bring the 4-pack. I'm gonna go back to the beer distributor wherever I went, and I'm gonna get 4 of these to go home to PA. But if you have not tried this orange smash, there's no words. No words.
I would take that
no
clip.
Words.
No words.
I would take that clip if you had a savvy marketer.
If you were at Backbone Brewery,
Devil's Backbone.
You take that, and that is so from the heart that lady was loving her buzz and loved the flavor of it. And I like the idea of orange. So, orange smash.
Virginia Brewery,
I could be
by
for.
The way.
Is it?
Yeah.
How about that?
Mike, in Ontario, Canada, they have something called a premier. It's like a governor,
Okay.
And he was doing a press conference. And all was going well until he swallowed the bee.
It's coming from the health sector. I just swallowed a bee. This is going to be replayed over and over again. He's wedged in my throat. Sorry, guys. Little bugger got away in there.
One more time.
Oh, of course. That might be a threefer.
Okay, here we go.
It's coming from the health sector. I just swallowed a bee. It's coming from the health sector. I just swallowed a bee.
So there's that. That's what's going on in Canada.
Oh, that's when you bring those. That's just joy. That's joy for the world right there.
Now, I have a game, and Pony, you can play this game too. I have 3 different news stories, but only one of them happened in Florida. And you have to guess which
one.
I'll
be good at this. I'll play it with him.
Okay.
All right. Are you playing with Pony or me?
Pony, you, and Oscar.
All right, let's do it.
I have 3 news stories. These are in no specific order. Which one happened in Florida? A man defecates in his neighbor's yard for retaliation. 2.
That's generic. Could happen anywhere.
A truck loses porta potties causing highway trouble on an interstate.
Anywhere in the United States that could happen.
3. A naked man throws a machete at another man and demands his clothes.
Hello, Florida. How are you?
Mike, you know your state.
I do. I do, baby. That's it.
DeLand, Florida.
Yes, of course. Of course there it
is. Let's go to the machete story first.
All right, got the visual on the male. He is naked, yelling at people in the parking lot. Very animated, athletic, thick-filled. It's like a goatee. He's now walking out to traffic, middle of traffic, yelling at people. And he's doing push-ups at the entrance of the food store here.
Okay.
My Florida. God.
Doing push-ups.
Yeah. Knew it immediately.
Where is DeLand, Florida? Is that inland?
It's a happy place. I don't care where
okay.
it is.
Okay. And mm-hmm. Wisconsin, the truck porta potties are all over the highway.
We've got a truck that's losing porta johns. We got one caller who struck them and pulled over.
I see a porta potty flying back at me and. I tried was my that best caller? To out the way, that but
just, the caller we just heard. Was she drinking Orange Smash?
She was not drinking Orange Smash. That was the dispatcher. And this is a guy describing the porta potties on the highway. On the highway.
It causing me to pull over. I was so shook. I was beyond shook. I was like, is that a porta potty? I'm like, where did it even come from? Did they just set it there? Because it was just standing. It was standing, but like rolling.
And I'm like, oh my God, I think I just hit a porta john in the middle of I-94.
There you go. That was in Wisconsin.
When did it become that everybody is an idiot? When did it become I was so shook? I was shook.
When we stopped reading.
Is shaken just no one can say.
No I guess one can they say can.
I was so shook.
And you know what else, Mike? Everyone accepts that they just accept you guys's. They just accept it. And it's not right. It's not right. Mm. But let's go to Denver.
Help us all.
The way this sort of falls out is that a guy with a Ring security camera reported a guy for not picking up the waste after his dog.
Okay.
So the next night, the man who is the dog owner did not leave dog waste in the lawn. He left his own waste on the lawn.
A man was walking his dog, comes up here and pulls his shorts down and defecated on our property. I think it's probably retaliation. I just like to think that most people are going to be courteous and respectful and responsible pet owners and clean up after them. But when these kinds of things happen, you end up on the news.
They asked the mayor of Denver about it, and he said,
it's coming from the health sector. I just swallowed a bee.
Anyway, that's all I got, Mike.
Oh, wow. I was just wallowing in it right there. Oh, my God. Do me a be a love and send the bee to me, please.
Do look for it in your inbox.
Lovely. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow on the first day of school for My Little Man. And we'll have lots more fun and thrills for you. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Oh, goodbye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
He's not going to stop that. He's going to challenge the freedom and democracy. Oh my God.
Number one, this is disgusting.
I see.